Iran's president has rejected a proposal for a new nuclear deal with the United States, while also appearing to threaten European troops in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israeli intelligence officials are warning that Iran is now much closer to being able to build a nuclear weapon. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
After European nations began the process to censure Iran for breaching the deal to contain its nuclear program, the country's president Hassan Rouhani issued a warning to European troops in the Middle East. The American soldier is not secure today. Tomorrow, maybe the European soldier will not be secure, he says. Let us address this insecurity. We don't want insecurity in the region or anywhere in the world. We want you, the foreign forces, to leave the region, but not through war-making. Mr. Rouhani also rejected a proposal from the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson to sign a new nuclear control deal with the United States, saying the right path was to return to the existing nuclear deal. Iran's promised that its multiple breaches of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, such as increasing uranium enrichment and stockpiling, can be quickly reversed if European nations help the country circumvent United States sanctions, especially on the sale of oil. But Iran's been taking steps that were prohibited under the deal because they dramatically reduced the amount of time it would need to build a nuclear weapon. Israeli intelligence officials have released an assessment saying Iran is now closer to being able to build a bomb if it chooses. The former head of Israeli military intelligence, Aharon Zevi Farkash, told the country's army radio that Iran's increasing uranium stockpiles and levels of enrichment were dangerous. The disaster begins when they get to the needed quantity, he says. Last year, they decided to exceed the restricted stockpile. We should also remember that they reached the enrichment of 20% and 30%. We're estimating, according to this rate, they'll reach the necessary quantity, the 45 kilos they need, to build the bomb. The situation has many across the region worried. In an address to the European Parliament, Jordan's King Abdullah II warned against further escalation of tensions, saying the risk of a broad, inescapable conflict was too great.
What if next time neither side steps away from the brink, dragging us all towards untold chaos? An all-out war jeopardizes the stability of the entire region.
In Iran, funerals have begun for some of the passengers on the Ukrainian Airlines flight mistakenly shot down by the country's military. Iranian state media says 123 of the 176 victims have been identified. The public anger about their deaths remains strong in Iran, something the country's government is trying to quell. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.